Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. WestJet flights canceling as union negotiations break down. As WestJet aircraft maintenance engineers and other tech ops employees prepare to strike, the WestJet group is already canceling flights, clearly indicating negotiations have broken down. WestJet Airline has started canceling and consolidating flights and is parking aircraft now, it says, in order to be safe and organized. The airline views taking action now as a means to proactive communication with guests and crew to minimize the potential for being stranded and ensures the airline can avoid abandoning aircraft in remote locations. The decision to cancel flights comes as the WestJet Group awaits a response on behalf of the Canadian Industrial Relations Board, CIRB, to intervene under the Canada Labour Code. If accepted, this action would refer both WestJet and the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association, AMFA, to arbitration for a first collective agreement and prevent labor action by either party. President of WestJet Airlines and Group Chief Operating Officer Diederik Pen confirmed that the membership's decision on the strike was almost unanimous to reject the tentative agreement. Pen said, following the membership's nearly unanimous decision to reject a generous tentative agreement that would have made our aircraft maintenance engineers the highest paid in the country, with a take-home pay increase of 30-40% in the first year of the proposed agreement, it is clear that the bargaining process has broken down. What the union has to say. According to the AMFA WestJet Negotiating Committee's most recent post on its website, on May 10, the AMFA union identified two unresolved issues in the tentative agreement, TA, and Implementation Memorandum of Agreement, MOA, related to the compensation of general band employees. The first issue is that since May 1, 2023, WestJet has withheld a 4% scheduled wage increase from certain general band employees, i.e., fleet engineer, maintenance planner, tech, instructor senior tech, instructor senior specialist config, control senior specialist tech, services. Further, the MOA provides 4% retroactive pay to compensate those general band employees for the missed raise, as well as 10% retroactive pay to all employees for the month of June 2024. AMFA understood that the 10% retroactive pay would compound the 4% retroactive pay for general band employees. Otherwise, general band employees would be penalized for WestJet's unilateral decision to withhold the 4% scheduled wage increase. Second, the parties discussed during bargaining that no employee should experience a pay decrease as a result of the collective agreement. The MOA provides that general band employees will be assigned to a pay step based on their years of continuous service in that classification. While Section 2.3 protects certain general band employees with wages above the top step of the scale, there are no express protections for employees below the top step. Certain general band employees may suffer a reduction in pay as a result of being placed on the wage scale. WestJet failed to acknowledge AMFA's request or to provide any response prior to AMFA's contract ratification roadshow conducted May 21-23. The threat of outsourcing. Also, in the lead-up to the roadshow, WestJet did inform AMFA that it planned to outsource B-check work traditionally performed by bargaining unit employees. The outsourcing was presented as a fait accompli, and WestJet made no effort to engage AMFA prior to implementing its decision unilaterally. On May 24, 2024, AMFA President Brett Estreich wrote to Vice President Gandipan Ganeshalingam and reiterated the union's request for the critical information necessary to educate general band employees prior to the ratification vote. AMFA also objected to the planned outsourcing as a violation of its obligation to maintain the status quo as mandated by the Canada Labour Code. In order to avoid compromising the ratification process, AMFA sought compensation for the outsourced work in the amount of 910 hours of AIM work for equitable distribution to its members. It was not until May 27 that AMFA received an email response to its May 10 inquiries. Ms. Swindle's May 27 correspondence stated, both sections 2.7 and 2.9 of the implementation apply to the positions listed in your query. The data requested has previously been provided by Sarah Iverson, on March 15 for positions in scope at the time and for the added positions April 17, wages and years of service, and April 29th, remainder. The company's position on future rates of pay are as outlined in Article 10, Rates of Pay. In the eyes of the negotiating committee, Ms. Swindle's reply means that the status of general band retroactive pay and future compensation remains uncertain. In response to AMFA's outsourcing objections, Mr. Ganeshalingam did not acknowledge chronic understaffing and fatigue issues among WestJet's tech ops employees and failed to respond to AMFA's request that its members be compensated for the work it considered stolen. In the coming 48 hours, the WestJet Group announced the following cancellations. Total cancellation summary: Tuesday, June 18, Wednesday, June 19. 40 cancellations. 6,500 guests impacted. WestJet said it is making every effort to reaccommodate all impacted guests and will continue to manage operations to the highest degree of safety. Guests traveling are advised to check the status of their flight prior to leaving for the airport. The WestJet Guest Updates page has more information regarding flight status and travel changes. eturbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.